Qantas has grounded three of its Boeing 737s after cracks were found in a part which connects the wing and the body of the plane. Experts say the cracks pose no serious safety risk, and their discovery is a sign that the aviation industry is keeping passengers safe. But it's bad news for Boeing, which is already under scrutiny in the United States after two of its 737 MAX aircraft crashed, claiming 346 lives. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
Qantas has now completed its checks and says there's no reason for passengers to worry. Andrew David is chief executive of the airline's domestic arm.
Qantas will never fly a plane if we do not believe it is safe to do so.
It found its first crack during a routine inspection suggested by the 737's manufacturer, Boeing, after it uncovered the same problem on an aircraft in China. The airline inspected 33 planes, which had flown more than 22,600 times, and says three will be sent for repairs.
And we are talking about a hairline crack on one bolt out of eight bolts. Minimal risk. We are being very prudent. We've done the checks in 7 days. Those three aircraft are on the ground. We will get them back flying by the end of the year.
Virgin Australia says no issues were identified in the 19 737s which it inspected. Peter Gibson is spokesperson for the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. He says it's checks like these which keep passengers safe.
This is all about identifying these cracks when they are small, before they become a safety issue. So, of course, if you catch them when they're just a centimetre or a couple of centimetres long, at that point they're not at risk of causing a major failure, and they can be repaired.
Boeing now has questions to answer. The damaged part of its 737 is called the pickle fork, which is part of the structure joining the wing and body of a plane. And as Peter Gibson explains, it should not be breaking.
You know, this is an important component of the aircraft, and certainly you wouldn't have expected it to get cracking. It's supposed to last the lifetime of the aircraft, which is 90,000 cycles, and we're seeing cracks at between 20 and 30,000 cycles. So not what's expected, and that's what Boeing is now going to work on, why that happened and what the fix for the problem is.
So does it imply a kind of engineering deficiency on Boeing's part?
Clearly something went wrong in the production process, whether it was the type of metal that was used, the particular batch of metal, the way the component was actually designed and engineered in the first place. Something there obviously didn't quite go right. And look, aircraft are very, very large machines with a huge number of components, and from time to time you do get defects in those components.
A newer model of the 737, the MAX, has been grounded after two fatal crashes. Boeing is under scrutiny in the United States for cutting corners in its design. Neil Hansford is chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions.
Boeing has got some endemic problems as manifesting in the MAX 8, and we're just fortunate that the MAX 8 at this stage won't be coming to Australia. And basically it is a design problem coupled with acute engineering arrogance. You know, Boeing have lost the plot of what was a fine aircraft manufacturer for decades. When the competitive pressures of Airbus have come, Boeing have been found wanting.
Senators have also raised questions about Boeing's cozy relationship with the US aviation regulator. Neil Hansford is calling for heads to roll at the American manufacturer.
There hasn't been enough corporate bloodshed in Boeing because these are cultural issues and purchasing decisions. These aren't accidents. If a boil is to be fixed, you have to lance it at the head. And this is what's required at Boeing because a once great technical company has lost its way.
Neil Hansford from Strategic Aviation Solutions and Eleanor Whitehead with that report.